From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. As French President Emmanuel Macron ended a three-day U.S. state visit Wednesday, he said he expects President Donald Trump to reimpose sanctions on Iran, effectively pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 international nuclear agreement.
Écoutez, je n'ai aucune information d'initié.
While professing to have no inside information, the French leader said listening to his American counterpart leads him to believe Mr. Trump doesn't seem eager to defend the deal. In early remarks to a joint meeting of Congress, Mr. Macron, advocating a new deal that encompasses concerns not addressed in the original agreement, urged the U.S. not to abandon it.
We signed it at the initiative of the United States. We signed it, both the United States and France. That is why we cannot say we should get rid of it like that.
He spoke of the pillars of his proposed new deal.
The substance of the existing agreement. The post-2025 period, in order to be sure that we will never have any nuclear activity for Iran. The containment of the military influence of the Iranian regime in the region, and the monitoring of ballistic activity.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel is expected to urge Mr. Trump to remain in the Iranian pact when she visits the White House Friday. Several thousand South African union members marched in Johannesburg Wednesday, protesting a proposed national minimum wage they call inadequate. Andre Adams is with the union provincial secretary.
We think any minimum wage must be at a living wage level, and that 20 rand an hour clearly is not at a wage level.
The hourly minimum wage was approved in November, meant to be introduced May 1st. Supporters said it reduces inequality and stimulates growth. Critics say it'll lead to more unemployment. This is VOA News. The two Korean leaders are preparing for a historic summit Friday at the Truce Village, Panmunjom, and will be a key indicator how serious North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un is at preparing to denuclearize. John DeLury is an associate professor at South Korea's Yonsei University.
So you do have to begin with dialogue, and with North Korea, you have to talk to the top. But, of course, the key thing is to move from the dialogue into concrete action. We'll see what they come out of the summit with in terms of their words, but I would also look for those words to turn into real deeds in the period after the summit.
DeLury said Kim is a different kind of leader than his father or grandfather. Whether his statements about denuclearization are sincere will not really be known, he said, until he meets with President Donald Trump. International donors meeting in Brussels have pledged more than $4 billion in humanitarian aid for Syria and countries sheltering refugees. But the pledges are significantly below the more than $7 billion the UN had sought. Ursula Muller, the UN Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, addressed the Security Council.
The Brussels conference showed the clear resolve of the international community to place Syria at the top of their agenda, and to ensure that immediate life-saving assistance is available to all in need. However, those commitments must now turn into concrete action.
She said after 7 years of war, the needs of the Syrian people have never been greater. The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments Wednesday on the legality of President Donald Trump's travel ban, limiting people from several mostly Muslim countries from entering the U.S. over security concerns. Solicitor General Noel Francisco represented the administration.
This is not a so-called Muslim ban. If it were, it would be the most ineffective Muslim ban that one could possibly imagine, since not only does it exclude the vast majority of the Muslim world, it also omits three Muslim-majority countries that were covered by past orders, including Iraq, Chad, and Sudan.
The travel ban has been challenged repeatedly in lower courts, a ruling in the case by the High Court expected by the end of June. A Turkish court Wednesday sentenced 14 staff members of an opposition newspaper to prison terms ranging up to 7.5 years on terrorism charges. They are charged with supporting the network of exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of orchestrating the 2016 failed coup, a charge he denies. Chinese telecom giant Huawei faces a new legal hurdle in the U.S. operation. New York prosecutors said they're investigating whether the company violated U.S. sanctions toward Iran. After sharp losses sustained Tuesday, U.S. stocks managed to eke out modest gains Wednesday, the benchmark Dow Jones closing up nearly 60 points to 24,083. Meanwhile, plane maker Boeing reported a surge in first quarter profits, lifting its first full year earnings forecast with higher commercial plane deliveries. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.